In May 2009, Department of Natural Resources elk biologist Lane Stoll counted 131 wild elk. This May, Stoll counted 131 elk again. Since then, 25 calves were born, but 25 elk died. Blame most of it on wolf attacks, which killed more elk than vehicle crashes and bear attacks combined.
This year, it looks like we should be in the black. But again, this is beginning of August. We've got a lot of elk year to go before we'll see those final numbers.
After this spring's birthing season, the herd is back up to 164. Stoll's keeping his fingers crossed because they saw a big increase in the calf mortality rate last year. This year, the herd boasts 38 calves with a better survival rate.
We would have lost about 6 to 7 calves this year compared to the estimated 14 to 15 calves lost last year at the same time. So things are much better this year than compared to last year. We're considerably further ahead this year than we were last year at the same time.
The herd grew an average of 19% each year from 1996 to 2003. Since then, the herd has yo-yoed between declining numbers and increases. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.